but he didn't put it away. Oh, he's got the chokehold on you right now. Yeah, I mean, I think that's we talked about it before. Like my opinion, you know, is what it is. It doesn't really change his team. I mean, you know, offensively they go out there and score some points. Defensively,
exactly.
Guy like Orlovsky looked good yesterday, but like you said, late in that game, late put up 21. But it's prevent.
I'm jumping on.
Oh, go ahead. You take over.
No, I agree with you. It was. You know, granted, it was a win, but overall, we just didn't finish strong. And you know, having 21 unanswered points defensively is just unacceptable.
You know, you go out there, and if you win a game like, you know, 40-3, and you completely dominate, yeah, it's a win. But
right.
If you win a game like last night against a team 0-12,
right? Yeah,
it's not. I want to say it's perfect scenario because right. You know, if you're not happy, don't play well. But you can come in and take a lot of that out of exactly what happened and sit there and say, you know, we need to play better.
Yes. I mean, granted the fact that they were 0-11, I just think overall team wise, you know, you just don't want to play on that level when there's somebody that could be 11-0. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just gotta look at the positive side, and you gotta look at it as a different perspective. So, you know, we'll definitely analyze this film like we do every week. And I mean, I think what's important is we just gotta finish strong, especially coming down to the wire these last four games. This is going to be an important stretch for us.
You feel like it was an effort thing, Andre, in the second and the fourth quarter. You feel like guys, because of the score, because of the opponent, any chance that maybe they let up a little bit, knowing it was 31-3 heading into the final 15 minutes?
It could be a possibility. Like I said, we'll find out soon enough. It was just like I said. Overall, though, it was just disappointing. And you know, as you mentioned, letting up. That's something you just can't do to any team, whether they're successful or unsuccessful throughout their season.
Yeah, but I think last week, I really can't give Vince Young a whole lot of credit for throwing for 400 yards. I know
it was ugly.
Yeah, but this week, Orlovsky, I think he did a much better job, was probably a better quarterback.
Yes.
And I know he piled up a lot of yards late, but that's what you have to do with as a football team to try to come back.
Right, and make their adjustments. And I know they had, I think Peyton Manning was there on the sideline.
Yeah.
You know, helping them out. I mean, why not listen to
them? Yeah, and I watched you guys late. I know there were some guys in positions that they normally don't play. Like, I think Sterling Moore was playing corner on the one Garcon touchdown.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I harped on the whole season so far has been that this team has to get better at playing man-to-man defense because when you have to get a stop,
right,
you gotta go play man defense.
Yes.
And that seems to be a problem.
It's been a little bit of an issue, but I just think in general, getting off the field on third down and eliminating those long drives that they end up being successful towards that third quarter, that was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah. And now you're much better as a team playing the zone defense.
Right.
Now you give up some yards.
Right.
But you make teams make mistakes somewhere along the line,
and
you play very well in the red zone. But you had another huge red zone stop on the goal line yesterday.
Yes, we did.
But the problem in itself is when you got to have that stop, man. You got even the guys who start on this defense have trouble, you know, holding guys, stopping guys from catching the football.
Right.
I mean, like McCourty, he's had his struggles all year.
Yeah, and then end up being successful.
I know you ain't gonna comment on that too much, you know. But yeah, you can't comment on other players. I know the speech you get. You know.
Oh yeah, you know. How it
speak
is,
for
man.
Yourself.
You gotta speak for yourself.
Yeah.
How unique is this situation here? Injuries happen in the NFL, right? So you got new bodies coming in all the time.
Right.
But when you start looking at some of the players, like you talked about, like Nate Jones coming in, Kuda Vitas coming in, you got Edelman playing corner, you got Slater playing safety. Those things probably happen to teams you've been on before, but usually 3-9 teams.
Yes.
Not 9-3 teams.
Not 9-3 teams. Actually, I've never experienced anything like this throughout my career. This is actually a first for me, seeing guys that probably weren't on the NFL team and end up getting signed and starting to having guys on special teams or guys on the offensive side of the ball trying to help out and contribute. But that's just something that the coaches have faith in each individual and. We just know that whoever's back there, whether it's the front four or the seven man in general, we got to get there, help the guys out. Yeah.
What makes it different here? I mean, I'm just because like you said, you know, normally you would see these guys who can't make other NFL teams who are on practice squads who are starting contributing. What's different here? Is it the scheme? Is it the coaching?
I think it's just a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, when it comes to coaching, they watch a lot of game film, they analyze players. I mean, as you know, I mean, when it comes to just men in general, the guys are looking for opportunities. So I think coaches can find that talent and find what they're looking for to find a way to help contribute on defense, special teams, and offense.
Andre Carter joining us. Another guy joined your defense yesterday, Matthew Slater, who we saw in the secondary, started out there at the safety spot. He told the media after the game he knew during the week. So you had a chance to see this guy take reps with your team defensively. What did you see from Matthew Slater, or how did you think he fared in his first game?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to watch him that much, but I spoke to him, and I was like, how you feeling? You know, his eyes got big. So, you know, he was a professional about it. I'm sure it was a little bit out of his comfort zone, but he was late. You can't complain for a guy like that, especially, you know, you watch him on special team. He goes 100 miles per hour. So, the task was called, and hey, you gotta do what you can do.
I'm sure his eyes got big when he was asked to go in and play against, you know, guys like Reggie Wayne,
Pierre Garçon,
Austin Collie. I mean, my first game, I had to go in and play. I had to step out and looked up at Isaac Bruce, and Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk looked at me and started laughing.
Oh boy!
I got the bullseye on my back now.
You know how it is too.
And yes, indeed. But
overall, I think he did a good job.
And we talked about the difference between here and other places. I didn't get a chance to experience that, but I talked to a lot of guys who went other places, and they come back with reports like, you know, they don't do this there. They don't do that. The attention to detail. So is this the most detailed place?
By far. I mean, from little things to hand placement to footwork.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll let you know if you're 6 inches over, 6 inches too much.
You normally don't see that.
So I mean, it's from everything. I mean, this is fundamentally sound, team oriented. I mean, X's and O's. I mean, we harp on every single thing.
Would you ever be put, as far as a team goes, in a situation that you're not prepared? And I think that's what they talk about. Every situation that could be out there in the field, you guys seem to be prepared for.
It sounds like it. I mean, I just think overall, throughout the weekend, and especially preparing for an opponent, we anticipate certain things, certain calls, certain schemes that we may not see. These coaches harp on it, and I mean, they watch a lot of game film. We try our best to watch a lot of game film, but these coaches are dead on. They may see something 2 years ago and say, okay, well, this coach ran this, so let's be prepared for that. I'm like, oh, wow.
I think it's only rare instances where you would see a guy getting thrown into a game where you just didn't have another body.
Yeah,
but you would see a guy being put into a position where they weren't really prepared for that position.
Yeah. Well, you know that old term, you know, I had that old term, especially during the preseason. I said, we ain't got nobody else. Well, they're going to find somebody. Especially when they hurt.
I've always felt, especially in baseball, when rookies come up or guys haven't performed well and they're out there in the nerves, it's their first game. Yeah. A guy like Nick McDonald, right? Center, fourth string center, first start. Kudavitas, first start.
Yep.
Has a lot to do with the culture of a locker room.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot to do with when you look around, you know what's expected of you, and it's whether it's relaxing or you're not wanting to let these guys down.
Is the
culture in this locker room that type and something you haven't seen?
I think the culture, but I think also just having trust. I mean, trust is always a big deal in any team that you play for. So, you know, having that accountability within yourself, especially guys that you just mentioned, that saying, okay, I definitely got to represent myself, but I got to represent the organization. And the last thing you ever want to do is let somebody down.
You played some pretty good tight ends in the AFC East. So I was looking back at some of these guys. Guys like Jason Witten, guys like Brent Celek, a guy like Chris Cooley, who you played with in Washington. Yep. Where does Gronkowski rank? What he's done here in his second year, does he fit on that list of the better tight ends you've seen?
He's constantly getting better and better each and every week. When you think he can't play on the same level the week before, he finds a way. He's just, like I said before, he's an amazing player. I mean, everybody knows he's a playmaker. He block, catch, you know, spike the ball in the end zone.
I like the guy because he can play, and he's an exceptional talent.
Right.
But I love him even more because he sounds like, when he gives his interviews, like this high school kid.
He does sound like a high school
kid. That talks
kid.
About
yes,
what he just did in the game.
I got the football. I got it.
And you can't buy that. You can't buy that anymore from a lot of players in any sport.
Yeah.
Just the true passion he has for the game. He doesn't even know what he's doing yet.
Yeah. You mentioned it.
He's going out there enjoying the game.
Yeah, you definitely mentioned it. Here's a guy that is, you know, second year. He's a young buck, and he's having fun.
Exactly.
And that's football. That's what it should be. I mean, that's a sport that we play, well, for me, since high school. And, you know, if you're not having fun, you're in the wrong business. But you can tell he's energetic. He loves the game and loves making plays and just love celebrating with his teammates. That's what the game's all about.
Will it be any different going back to Washington this week? It's a team you played for a long time. You're going to Washington to take on the Redskins. Anything different about this week for you?
It'll be a little bit weird, you know, but like I tell everybody, this is a business. This is the business that I look about. It's no revenge or get back or nothing like that. When I left Washington, we parted on good terms. We shook hands and parted ways. They were heading in a different direction, and I knew I was heading in a different direction. So as men, you know, you have your cup of coffee.
You got a big block on your shoulder right now. You might get that chip off this weekend.
No, man. It was just, like I said, it was had great years, and the chapter is closed. A new chapter begins, and I'm a Patriot now. So we just got to prepare and try to find a way to put out the best performance, just like on their side of the ball. They'll do the same thing.
I wanted to ask you, did you happen to see the Gerard Mayo interception yet on film? Did you see it when it happened?
You know what? I caught a glimpse of it when I was on the field, but I have not seen the film yet. But I got to check it out. I got to see how that went down.
Yeah, he had some cat-like reflexes on that.
I'm curious.
That was a little tiger.
He got up pretty quick.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your take on him? I mean, he's a young linebacker now. Right. He's in the league for a little bit, though, making a name for himself.
Yeah.
What is he like on the field? What does he mean to that defense in that huddle?
Oh, yeah, well, he's when he went down, you know, I could tell he was definitely an important element to our defense. And, I definitely congratulate him for definitely trying to suck it up. I mean, everybody knows that in this business. I mean, we all play hurt. I mean, not everybody's 100%. Mayo, definitely an exceptional player. So, you know, coming back from the little knee injury, it took a while to just kind of play through it. But
you say lower extremity.
Yeah, lower extremity. There you go.
The whole leg.
He just hung in there. He fought hard, and it's just great to have him back on our squad and see him making plays, and he had a great game.
All right, Andre Carter, always fun to talk some football with you Mondays. Enjoy Washington, going back
Appreciate it.
Talk to you next week.
How many positions do you play?
Yeah, well,
I play safety.
I played a little forward technique this past game. It was a little different.
They may need you at safety a little bit. I think you said, what are you, 4'6", 4'7"?
Yeah, right now? Man, I passed. I don't know yet. I haven't done that in a long time.
I should have been that then.
I'm not going to do it.
I won't say just defensive lineman. Patriots defensive player. Maybe we'll be playing safety. Hey, Andre Carter with us here. Patriots Monday, Sports Radio, WEEI.